Is Mitt Romney a bad capitalist? This is Dave Ross in Manchester on the CBS Radio Network. Any honest capitalist will tell you that sometimes you have to cut jobs. However, to thwart the president's attempts to raise taxes on the rich, Republicans started calling capitalists job creators, and it worked for a while. The trouble is that capitalists are not job creators. They are profit creators. They create jobs only in order to make a profit. If the only way to make a profit is to cut jobs, a good capitalist will cut jobs. He may do it reluctantly, but he will do it because otherwise he's no longer a good capitalist. He's very likely an insolvent capitalist. And yet here in New Hampshire, we now see capitalists like Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich scolding Mitt Romney as a bad capitalist who cut jobs to make a profit. But here's what's really bizarre. I was at a Romney rally when a guy from the Democrats quietly came up to me and asked if I'd like to talk to somebody named Randy Johnson. At first, I thought he was talking about the major league pitcher.
No. Well, this Randy Johnson worked for a company called AMPAD, which Bain Capital took over in the 1990s, laid off a lot of the workers. Would you be interested in speaking with him for a few minutes?
So I go talk to Randy, who it turns out worked for one of the companies taken over by Romney's firm. And guess what he tells me about Romney?
To me, he's always been about putting the profits before people, really, because that's the business he was in, making the rich richer.
This guy has been on the road for the Democratic Party spreading the same story for 17 years. And how weird is it that it's the Republicans who ended up putting it on the front page? This is Dave Ross in Manchester on the CBS Radio Network.